2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
The natives in the Amazon worshiped it. Like a god.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales, the week's big movie review, movie news, trivia, games, and prizes, all on the KSL Movie Show. Here's Doug Wright.
This is a man, a handsome, muscular man.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the movie show. Stephen, I'm watching you, and I'm watching the startled look on your face and the look of incredulity, and you're sticking your tongue out at me. I want you to know.
You really can't see me.
I really can. I deserve a lot of respect today because I am broadcasting from the, is it the Starlight Chapel? What is it? One more time. Yeah, the Skylight Chapel. Broadcasting from the Skylight Chapel,
Reverend
ladies
Wright.
And gentlemen, from, you know, I'm not kidding you. You can, and we even have our own set of movie show worshipers here today. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. So when
they want their money back because I'm not there.
No, nobody wants their money back because you're not here, right? Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I've got them all trained here. But seriously, we are in the chapel. This is the highest point of the ship, and the view is nothing but Grecian statues all around me. But there are lots of good books over here to the left. I'm not kidding you. It's a beautiful little chapel, and they decided, since they had heard that we are so, you know, esteemed in Utah and even worshipped in Utah, the movie show that is, that they ought to move us to the chapel. Actually, there's a backstory on that. We were supposed to be down in the conference room on deck 2, and I think that they were using that for the gangway today for people to get off the ship and go into St. John, which is here in New Brunswick, Canada. So, Stephen,
wow,
the movie show. We've been in Amsterdam. We've been all over the place, and today we are broadcasting from New Brunswick, Canada. I dare you to top that.
You poor thing. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Eh? No, never. Yeah, you know, yeah. I have not heard anybody in Canada go, eh? Have any of you heard that? I haven't either. Now, I've heard aboot a lot, and we're about going oot, you know, and that kind of stuff. Oot.
Anybody drive a
so
Datsun?
But...
No.
Okay. Well, on that note, ladies, oh, look at the time. It's time for the movie show preview here at KSL News Radio, and we're going to stick to the format, kind of, on today's program. And, of course, this segment is very proudly sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
Coming up on today's movie show, the big movie review.
Steve, I'm heartbroken that I missed the opportunity to review Halloween Ends. And you know, that prestigious honor has fallen directly upon your very broad but slumped shoulders.
Yeah, slumped is the right word.
So, do you want to just give me like a two-word review here before we do the big review?
Well, I'll just say that the title is a little incomplete. It should be Halloween Ends? Question mark.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It will continue. The Halloween saga will never end. So we have Halloween. Rosaline, tell us about that real quickly.
Oh, if Romeo had an ex-girlfriend who was not happy about Juliet. This is that movie, and it's sort of done in a Knight's Tale modernistic kind of way, but still with the old, you know, the old clothes and stuff. It's really funny.
Tell us about is it
Hasan Minhaj? Yeah, The King's Jester. This is one of the best, and I hate to even call it a comedy special because he did a show a few years back called The Patriot Act, and he was going after like top dictators, including the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And this is about that experience and about what he learned from that and how his wife said, "You put us in danger like that again, and I'm leaving you." So it is both comedy and drama. It's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, okay. And then we have She-Hulk. You've got a real thing going here with the She-Hulk.
Oh, my gosh. They finally wrapped it up. It's the ninth episode in the first season, and it is hysterical. I love this show. I can't wait for the second season, and it'll be around the corner somewhere.
And is Shantaram also one that's being streamed? I hope I'm saying that right.
It is, and it's Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy. I've watched the first couple episodes, and I'm not overwhelmed. I'm just whelmed.
Just whelmed, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you have and then The Watcher, of course.
Actually, we're skipping The Watcher because it was my daughter's birth week, and they consumed an inordinate amount of time and money. So The Watcher did not get watched.
Well, Steve, you've just got to get your priorities straight. I mean, the movie show and watching the movie or your daughter.
Have you met my kids? They would not put
I know.
Up with that.
There would be a vendetta there. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Stephen, that's the movie show preview as far as the movies are concerned. But, of course, we'll also be talking about movie news. And, of course, the big thing in movie news this week is the loss of Angela Lansbury. And when I think of the movie she's been in, there was even a little tribute last night in the Royal Theater here on the ship, which is Voyager of the Seas from Royal Caribbean. And the young woman who entertained us last night did a little tribute to Angela Lansbury. So we'll be talking about that. And we've got some other things that are coming up on movie news. And then, along with the other reviews, we got the commish today, the director of the Utah State Film Commissioner, commish, herself. Yes. She will be joining us, Virginia Pierce.
Absolutely. Can't wait. She's going to talk about a movie called Deadstream, and I've heard some really, it's a low-budget, locally made movie that is freaking people out.
Yeah, I've heard it's been doing really good at festivals and things like that, getting some really good reviews.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also, and of course, you know, I'm kind of wondering what the movie show top 10. You know, my goal has always been to do the movie show top 10 in the Utah State Capitol Rotunda because I think the acoustics would be perfect. I don't think they'd let me do it in the Tabernacle, but this might be next best right here in the chapel on the Voyager of the Seas.
I would just
it's
going to
be pretty exciting for you, Steve.
Man the lifeboats. It's coming.
Oh, and then let's see. What else have we got? Oh, fabulous prizes worth up to dollars on the movie show Telephone Torture. That should be pretty exciting, too. There's nothing like doing telephone torture from the chapel of the ship.
Yeah, you might have to say a few Hail Marys or whatever to get out of there. That's going to be tough.
Or something to that effect. So we have a jam-packed movie show for you here on KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting in my office.
I doubt that.
Why would you doubt that?
If you were in your office right now, we'd be having this conversation face to face.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, Stephen, I think it's time for the movie show Big Movie of the Week. Here we go.
And now, the Big Movie Review. Doug and Steve tell you exactly what they think of the biggest release of the week.
You know, I can't tell you, Stephen, how badly I feel that I wasn't able to be with you watching Halloween Ends. But I'm so glad you had that opportunity. I just feel very, very good for you.
Well, you might feel worse when you find out that I dragged one of my daughters and my grandson. It was...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was Amy's birthday. Well, Amy and Amber's birthday. But Amy said, yeah, I'll go to a movie with you, Dad. I'm like, it's Halloween Ends. So he goes, oh, no. So we had dinner, and then we went over and watched the movie. And this is now 4 years after the last film. Now, if you recall, they rebooted this series so that they wanted to create a trilogy. The second movie was just a cash grab. They really didn't have anything. In fact, people were booing because, you know, Michael Myers was doing his thing while Laurie Strode was in a hospital. And I was like, wait a minute. It's supposed to get them together. Well, they're going to get together this time. It's 4 years later. Michael has been hiding somewhere. And he's got a protege, a young man who's dating the granddaughter of Laurie Strode. He is a nice kid, but he gets accused of a murder that he didn't do. And then the kind of the question becomes, does evil grow within you, or is it pushed upon you by someone else? And so they kind of get a little philosophical, which is not really what you want to do in a horror film. And then when they finally figure, okay, after 43 years, we're going to have to figure something out here. One of them's got to go. And I'm not completely sure the ending is going to satisfy everyone. Definitely not everyone, but it just felt a little flat. I thought, okay, well, I guess that works. The deal is that Blumhouse now owns the rights to Halloween in the future. So I don't know where they go from here if this, in fact, is the end of Halloween. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No. Ending Halloween makes no sense, especially in Hollywood, where you measure what you ought to be doing by the dollars it might make. And so I can't see that this is Halloween's end.
Well, you're going to love this. There is a DJ in this in little Haddonburg or Haddon, whatever, Haddonfield, and he's a night DJ at WURG. His name is Willie the Kid, and you know he's talking smack about Michael and all the townspeople. And Michael has a unique way of dispatching Willie the Kid that I think you might get a kick out of. I'll tell you about it later. It's pretty funny.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the point is, I asked Trey and Amy, I said, what did you think? And they go, well, first of all, I wasn't scared. It wasn't scary at all. It was just, you know, Michael going around dispatching people until Laurie and Michael, you know, finally have the big throwdown. Trey liked it. I thought it was just okay. I'm seeing two-star reviews, 2.5. I gave it a B-. It's obviously rated R, and it is in, obviously, wide release. This is the big movie. There are no other big movies opening this week, which I thought was kind of weird. But, yeah, this is it.
Do you have a release? What about the release number on it? How many screens, Steve?
On 3,800 screens.
That's so big. That's not the biggest. You know,
not over the 4,000, but it's close. And, by the way, this is weird. It's also streaming on Peacock, which I think is kind of a screw up because, you know, the real fans are going to go to the theaters. I think they're counting on that. What they're counting on also is the stragglers, that ones that just might be interested will go watch it on Peacock. They're trying to, you know, maybe win both battles with, you know, one opening. But yeah. I think it's a mistake. Again, this is one of those where let it play in theaters for a while. And then if you want to put it on Peacock in a couple weeks, fine. I mean, you got Halloween coming up, for goodness sakes. Good grief. Let it. I don't know. I just think it's.
Oh, yeah.
They're walking away from money.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. You know, let us sit in the theaters for a couple of weeks, make the money, and then stream it. Hey, by the way, and I know we're right at 9:30, so we're going to have to go real quick, but has it ever been explained? I mean, I get that Michael is a psychopath. I get that, you know, he's pretty tough, but, you know, he doesn't have superpowers. How come nothing ever kills him? Has that ever been explained?
Well, it might be in this one.
Oh, really?
No. Ooh, well, no, teaser. Not really. We've always thought he's kind of immortal. And in fact, I heard that there was a contract clause that said that Michael Myers cannot die in any Halloween movie, period. But that may not be true.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. He's pretty much invulnerable.
Yeah. He's.
All right. We're at the bottom of the hour here at KSL News Radio. Let's go ahead and take a break. It is 9:30 and more of the movie show.
This is Lowell Thomas speaking, flashing to you the news of the world.
We return now to the KSL Newsreel. The biggest stories from the world of movies, cinema, and the star-studded glamour of Hollywood.
Of course, the big movie news this week is the loss of Angela Lansbury. She was 96 years old, and I just wanted to set the stage. When Dee and I were first married, I remember I'd never seen this movie before, and we were watching some late-night movie, and it came up, and it was Gaslight, and it starred, of course, Ingrid Bergman, and it had Charles Boyer in it, and it Joseph Cotten, but it also had this person as well. Listen to this sound.
She's a tartar, ain't she?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you know, strict like. I'm not going to sleep in the same room with her. See the way she looked at me?
Don't you think perhaps your costume might have something to do with it?
What's the matter with it?
Well, it's a little, shall we say, loud.
Angela Lansbury, she was so versatile, so incredible. Another really early movie of hers was Harvey Girls, where she played kind of the bad girl in the saloon while Judy Garland played the good girl who was working at the Harvey House feeding the men and women who came off the trains. And Steve, she was truly amazing. Hit on movies, of course, but also she just dominated television. Murder, She Wrote was so popular.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show.
Let's play another sound from Angela Lansbury. And she was nominated in Gaslight, and she was also nominated in this movie in 1962, The Manchurian Candidate. And boy, she was a bad mom. Here we go.
It's been decided that you will be dressed as a priest to help you get away in the pandemonium afterwards. Chun Jin will give you a two-piece Soviet Army sniper's rifle that fits nicely into a special bag. There's a spotlight booth that won't be in use. It's up under the roof on the 8th Avenue side of the garden. You will have absolutely clear, protected shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Chilling.
She was one. Think of the term tough mother. Boy, she was it, absolutely. But, you know, most of certainly the generation right behind us, Steve, they remember her, and most of us remember her, too, as Mrs. Potts in the famous Disney movie Beauty and the Beast. Here she is.
Just a little change. Small, to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Just amazing. Just an amazing talent. She was also nominated for an Academy Award for the portrait of Dorian Gray. It's a real loss to have Angela Lansbury gone, but boy, what an amazing career. Steve, what have you got for us?
Naked Gun.
Okay.
There's a reboot in the works at Paramount. You know, of course, we're going to remake everything we've already made. But you'll never guess who's being considered for the Leslie Nielsen role as Detective Sergeant Frank Drebin.
Ooh, I don't have a clue. I just hope it isn't Steve Martin.
Well, it's a name very similar to Leslie Nielsen. It's Liam Neeson.
No. Are you kidding me?
No. I know, it sounds ridiculous, but it will be directed by Akiva Schaffer, who directed the hilarious, and I mean hilarious, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, which sounds ridiculous, but that movie was hilarious. He's going to direct this, so Liam Neeson, Naked Gun.
Wow. You know, I almost said Daniel Craig, because he played such a unique character in Knives Out. Yeah. And I thought, you know, he could probably pull that off. You know, that serious but doltish and bumbling stuff, but yet thinking he's a very serious character. He could pull that off.
Yeah, but Liam Neeson, this would be like having, what's his face?
Jason Statham.
Yes, exactly who I was thinking. Jason Statham,
exactly.
Oh, the funny guy.
Right. Okay. Brendan Fraser. For some reason, this came up in a conversation, and there is absolutely no buzz about this ever happening, but he said that he would be up for another Mummy sequel, but only if the idea is solid. And by the way, he agreed with most of us that the last movie with Tom Cruise was way too dark and was not good at all. I know you and I both didn't like this. But again, it's so bizarre this would come up. It just was in an interview, I suppose. No real clamoring for another sequel. But Fraser did say that the reason his Mummy movies were successful is because they were fun, along with scary in places. And that was not the case with the Tom Cruise version. So we'll see if anything comes of that. But again, I want to reiterate, there's absolutely no buzz at all. But he seems to be willing.
Well, I think he's going to be he's kind of coming back a little bit because he's in a movie called The Whale, where he's a really plus-sized dude. And apparently his performance is extraordinary. So, you know, maybe he's back on the rise. Disney is doing the delay thing again. They've moved. These dates are ridiculous. Blade is now moved to September of 2024. Deadpool 3, which I've been clamoring for. I'm like, come on. November 2024. Fantastic Four,
really?
February of 2025. And then Secret Wars, the Disney Star Wars thing, is May of 2026. But we will get, apparently, the next Pierrot movie called A Haunting in Venice will be September of next year.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, will that have... the same cast? Are we going to have, Kenneth Branagh and
yep,
so on?
Kenneth Branagh will be returning as Hercule Poirot. I never get that name right.
Was that your Sean Connery imitation?
No, that was my Doug Wright falling off a cliff.
Ooh. Okay.
Did I
sense some hidden hostility in that, Steve?
No, none.
Wasn't hidden at all, was it?
Okay. No, it was right out there.
Grinch. Yeah, exactly. You know, this is another thing, kind of non-news, but I guess somebody tweeted out social media somehow, and they listed Jim Carrey's The Grinch as a terrible movie, a really bad Christmas movie. And I guess that people are just piling on that, saying, are you kidding me? Do you know how many hours he spent in the chair each day becoming green? Do you know? And even I'm not the biggest Jim Carrey fan in the world, but when he's good, he's good. And I like The Grinch with Jim Carrey. So I'm piling on the other side of that wagon.
Well, this is one of those where somebody just said something crazy and then everybody jumped on it.
Yeah, exactly. So. Anything else for us, Stephen?
Nope, that's it. That's all I have.
Coming right up.
The Movie Show.
I can see what you're trying to put off, but I can see that it's just to keep people away from you. It's a mask. Would you tell me the truth?
No, probably not.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Steve, how about if we take a look at another one of the movies here quickly, and then we want to talk to Matt again before we hit the top of the hour. Which one should we do here?
Let's do Hasan Minhaj's The King's Jester.
Can I trust you, Brooklyn? I know everybody likes Starbucks, but I hate the fact that they have a drink called chai tea. Chai is tea. You're saying PT, you don't know.
Dear Hasan Minhaj, we read your letter. Please come
to the embassy.
Good luck with your show, Mr. Minhaj. We'll be watching.
Well, I'm trying to catch the drift of that. Whoa, how long is that cut?
Well, okay. So he's what he considers a PowerPoint comedian. In other words, he's got stuff going on the wall behind him while he's having these conversations. And it's more than just a comedy show, because in this case, he's got a new wife, he's got a new child, and he was going after these people in his show, The Patriot Act, because, he doesn't like bullies, and so he went after the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And they invited him to the embassy in Washington, and they said, why do you want to interview the Crown Prince? And his photographer goes, don't say anything stupid or funny. These people are dead serious. And that was the same day that we found out that Khashoggi had been killed in the consulate in Turkey. So his photographer goes, we're lucky to be alive. I mean, these guys said, we'll be watching Mr. Minhaj. So there's a lot of serious tones in this, as his wife says, okay, look, dude, you have a family now. You can't go off mouthing off all the time. But I mean, it is so funny. And he says, the thing is, my audiences get when I'm being serious and when I'm being silly, and they know the difference. And so it is one of the best comedy hours, well, comedy drama hours that I have witnessed in a long time. I have actually seen it twice, and it is spectacular. It's got a little bit of language in it, as you would expect, but it is a Netflix, and it's called Hasan Minhaj, The King's Jester, and I give it an A. I mean, it's just literally one of the best performances I've seen, and the enthusiasm and the energy of this young man is absolutely just amazing.
So did they shoot it of him live on the stage and then just put things together, or how?
It's all choreographed in advance. So he's on a stage, and the screen mm-hmm. behind him is showing. I mean, he's literally, as he says something, it flies onto the screen. So it sort of aids the audience in figuring out what, when he's talking about like a guy, you'll see the picture of the guy, you know, and so it's a really kind of a visual aid. And he says, you know, okay, my wife has a PhD and I'm a PowerPoint comedian. So it's really funny and really poignant, and just a great, great, great show.
So where's it showing, Steve?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. Yeah. And again, the title is?
It's called Hasan Minhaj, The King's Jester.
Okay. All right. Let's bring Matt back on the line and chat about what's happening today at my hearing centers. I alluded to this a little earlier, that you have locations all over the place. So if somebody is looking for the opportunity, odds are there's going to be a location very close to either where they live or where they work, or certainly on the path that they use quite often.
Yeah, you know, for a lot of our listeners that actually catch you in kind of southern or eastern Idaho, we've got offices up in Pocatello and Idaho Falls, and even now all the way up to Coeur d'Alene. We've kind of expanded in Idaho pretty well. But our primary residence still here is in Utah. This is where we started. Our first office was in American Fork, and then we expanded from there, and it's been a great opportunity because over the many years that we've been doing this, we have been able to find and now work with some of the best providers in our industry, and we've brought them in from different parts of the country to come and live and work here. And you know, if I have to give them anything, it's the reviews that they get are phenomenal. And we get patient reviews. Very seldom do we have anyone talk about the hearing aids, although the hearing aids are wonderful. They're always talking about the great providers that are working at my hearing centers and the help that they rendered for them to get back into their lives and to rekindle the connections that they've been missing.
You've told us about some incredible experiences that you and providers have had with people who have come in, and it's just changed their life, just, you know, like a curtain rising on their life.
Yeah, and that's what's really fun about being in this industry is those changing in life. It's nice, and it's also unfortunate because we have the opposite, where a person will come in and they've waited too long to do something about their hearing. What I mean by too long is, yeah, we can help them hear better, we can fix their ears, but we can't always reprogram the brain that needs to be reprogrammed. You know, if you have waited 7-10 years from the time you know you have a hearing problem to the time you do something about it, that's 10 years of atrophy that's happening in your brain. Your brain's actually losing brain matter. That there's nothing that we can do to get that brain matter back. And so to retrain the brain to understand sounds that it hasn't heard for years is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And so we'll come in and someone might have lost 20% of their speech understanding, and we'll get them back to maybe 80%. But that last 20% that they get to 100, it's just not possible. Yeah. Where if someone comes in and they've maybe lost 60% of their, or they still have 60%, maybe they've lost 40% of their understanding, getting them back to 100%, that's a lot easier with the technology we have today.
Wow. Right. And boy, that's why it's so important to call right now, 801-701-1629. Take the challenge that this time, not just 30 days, but all the way to Thanksgiving, and there is no obligation at all. You even have a chance to win a pair of the Stiletto AX, the brand new ones that we've been talking about. Plus, you'll get rewarded at the end, right, Matt?
That's right. I mean, we really try to take care of your listeners. So if you call today, schedule the free evaluation, you try the hearing aids through Thanksgiving, we're going to give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you, and we're going to give you that special discount pricing if you want to keep the hearing aids.
That is great. The number is 801-701-1629. We're at the top of the hour. This is KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
The Movie Show.
You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser? How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Yeah.
It is the Movie Show here at KSL News Radio, broadcasting from Broadcast House, of course, Sandy, Utah, my hearing centers, and we're broadcasting from the Royal Caribbean ship, which is called the Voyager of the Seas, and we are docked right now in New Brunswick in Canada. Just we'll later on this afternoon after the show, we'll be walking into St. John. So it's a lot of fun to be here, and we appreciate you joining us today on the Movie Show. But more than anything, we appreciate the commish herself joining us for this segment, Virginia Pierce, who is the big kahuna director of the Utah State Film Commission. Virginia, welcome to the program. I wish I was there with you, although it's terrible rough duty here. Yeah.
I know. I was just asking Steve where you were, and he was filling me in. It sounds amazing. Are the colors gorgeous?
Oh, you know, what was interesting, the best color that we saw, because it is a fall foliage tour, was actually in Bar Harbor and in Portland, Maine.
That's how you say that. Bar
Harbor.
I lived in Maine for a while.
She's got it.
It really is
Bar Harbor.
Oh, we've heard some great, great accents here. But when we went up to Halifax, the hurricane, Fiona, had knocked just a lot of the leaves off the trees. And, of course, you know, just an act of God there. But it was still just gorgeous out in Peggy's Cove. And we just had a beautiful time. But really, the very best colors we saw were in Maine and even outside of Boston right now. Well, Virginia, we got to find out what's happening with the Utah State Film Commission, and we're hearing about a movie that's getting a lot of buzz right now. Maybe you can tell us what is happening with this movie, Deadstream.
Yes, Deadstream. We were just chatting about it before we came on. It's so exciting to watch. These are local filmmakers, Vanessa and Joseph Winter, and they came to us a couple of years ago. I think they were one of the first films during COVID to get going, and this is a tiny budget project. Joseph co-wrote, co-directed, stars in it, edited along with his wife, Vanessa. And it has gotten such great buzz. It went to South by Southwest. It now has been named one of the best horror movies of 2022 in Variety. And it just is like the little film that could. Like, it just keeps getting traction. You can see it on Shudder right now, which is an online streaming horror
Is their time of year.
This is their time of year, yeah, for sure. And so if you like jump scares and funny, it crosses the funny, scary line really well. And he did such a great job. It's totally worth seeing. And made right here in Utah.
Isn't he, like, he takes the challenge of spending the night in a haunted house.
And films it all on YouTube. So it's all like you're seeing
Blair Witch kind of thing?
Yeah, and you're seeing it through social media, and people are commenting and telling him to do things. And then, you know, chaos ensues, as you can imagine.
Now, it was all shot in Utah County, is that right?
What
parts of Utah County, and how much of the county? How much do we see?
It's a lot, obviously, in a haunted house. So, and I can't remember exactly what the house was that they used.
Looks pretty messed up.
Yeah, it was. I think they found an abandoned house they were able to use. But they were just very creative with their funding and did, you know, just made the most of a very low budget project, and it looks fantastic. Totally worth it.
I'm always intrigued when somebody talks about low budget and then adds the word very low budget. Any idea, you know, because the creativity that I've seen on some movies that do have a very, very small budget is just remarkable.
And honestly, it comes down to great storytelling. Like, if you have a great story and you know how to put that into action, you really can do it on a dime. And I see it time and time again. Robert Machoian is another great example. He shot The Killing of Two Lovers that was at Sundance a couple of years ago. Gorgeous film shot in Kanash. And
I'm thinking of El Mariachi, Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, El Mariachi. I mean, it has been done. Even Blair Witch Project, I mean, that was a tiny tiny budget film too. So I just think kudos to the filmmakers who have the vision in their head and can make it work.
Boy, absolutely. I'm looking at a whole list of amazing movies that you sent over to us. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of these titles and their release dates.
Yeah, there's a bunch coming out. There's actually another Joseph and Vanessa Winter on project on Shudder called VHS 99. I think they have one of the pieces of this VHS 99. And then we've got American Murderer, which stars Ryan Phillippe and Idina Menzel. That comes out on October 21st in theaters. And that is, it's interesting. It's about a guy who is currently on the FBI's most wanted list. Mm. He has been on it. I think he's been on it the longest. And he is from Utah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story. He was a con artist who really pulled the wool over many, many, many people's eyes and got in over his head and finally had to kill to get out of it. So he's still on the loose. He's he adopts a lot of different personalities and looks, and yeah, so that's why he's been difficult to catch. So should be interesting. I thought the
Did
script
you say
was
Idina
great.
Menzel, like in
yes,
Wicked?
I know. Yeah, Wicked, and wow. Tom Pelfrey.
Oh yeah,
isn't it as well? A Cozy Christmas Inn. We're starting in Christmas season. Cozy Christmas Inn premieres on Hallmark Channel. That comes on October 28th, and that I think next month we really should dive into all of the Christmas movies that will be premiering this year that were shot in Utah. There's lots.
Cool. You know, I think so too. Yeah, give everybody a heads up on that. We live in the Holiday area, but it's right on the borderline of Holiday and of Mill Creek. It's a cupcake store that everybody just loves in our area. When they were on the east side of the road, they were in Holiday. When they went on the west side of the road, they ended up in Mill Creek. But we were watching a movie shot there for quite a while, and it has to be a Christmas movie because when they covered up the logo of the real store, it was, what was it, Dia Holiday something dessert, or I can't remember exactly. But do you know what that one is all about? Everybody in the neighborhood was talking about it and wondering.
I think it's about a girl who meets a boy and then they break up and then they get back together. So, and there's a bakery somewhere.
No, that couldn't
cutting
possibly.
Edge.
That couldn't. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. How original. I hadn't even thought of
that.
I mean,
that's the
hey,
core
by the way,
story,
what's
right?
Update on Kevin Costner and his big project down south.
Yeah, they're continuing to shoot. I'm happy the weather has held for them and they are getting ready to move down to San Juan County and start kind of a shoot out in the woods for a couple of weeks. So I'm going to try to head down and see how that's all going. And our friends in San Juan County have been excited to have them there. And we also approved a project yesterday for a little bit of incentive funding that is 1923. Which is the sequel to 1883, the prequel to Yellowstone. And they will be doing a little bit of filming in Utah. They're mostly based elsewhere, but have grown to love Utah Film Studio and the crew that we have here and asked if they could come back and shoot some of it here. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. So we'll get a little
piece
of that.
Is that the one that takes the Dutton family?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does it take the Dutton family into the 1930s?
Yep. So if you saw 1883, this is the next generation of the Dutton family.
And, of course, Yellowstone.
Wow, that's good
November
news.
13th, is that?
Is that when it starts?
Yes, my daughter made me write it down. Season 5, the first 7 episodes of season.
Of season 5. Yeah. I can't believe we're on season 5.
Have you seen the trailer? I guess
that's amazing.
He's the governor now.
Spoil it.
No,
for
it's
anyone.
In the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
Yeah, he's taking the oath of office. I mean, they skipped right over the whole campaign. He's just swearing in. I think that must be the first shot of the new season.
Yeah.
So
you know, Steve, I was wondering if that was really going to happen. You know how he just kind of did it as a lark, like, well, I guess I'm going to have to run for the governor, and boy, I hope something comes along so I don't have to. And I thought we were going to see him go through the campaign and some machinations in that, but not. You're right. I mean, everything that we see, I mean, he's being sworn in.
Yeah, it's over. He's taken over, and he says, "I'm doing it for the family."
Of course, everything's for the family.
Yeah.
So that could be tricky.
Absolutely. Well, Virginia, any other deep, dark film secrets that you want to
find out the day after
the movie
you're
show?
Here? Some big thing that you didn't tell us.
I like to hold back the big thing so you guys don't know.
Like the stars of the Costner's Horizon stuff. That was literally the day after you were here.
Do,
like, what?
They do have a lot of, not even cameos, just a lot of co-stars on that project.
Yeah.
We're kind of in we're a little bit quieter right now. We had such a crazy summer. I think it's a little bit of a lull until we ramp back up in January. There's a bunch of stuff starting there. But yeah, it's just High School Musical, the musical, the series that's shooting in and around Salt Lake. People will probably see them, especially if you're up and around East High. And then Horizon down in Grand and San Juan.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next month.
Tell us a little bit about this film festival down in St. George. I understand it's a Horror Fest International Film Festival.
Yeah, there's so many film festivals this month.
19th through the 22nd?
I mean, if people out there want to see films in a theater with a group, there are so many cool festivals. The Horror Fest has been going on a while, and they show horror films, which, you know, as we've talked about, are big in Utah. We do a lot of them.
Hereditary.
Hereditary screening at the Salt Lake Film Society is part of their Tower of Terror. I think that's their month-long series. We've got Film Quest that starts in October in Provo. That's a kind of a genre film festival, fantasy. Damn These Heels, Queer Film Festival in Salt Lake.
Oh, we talked to them last week.
Yeah. Oh, you did? They always have great stuff. Mm-hmm. Bluff Arts Festival has some screenings, and then Red Rock Film Festival in Cedar City. So all over the state you can see
kind
films.
Of film festivals are kind of a thing now, you know?
There's so many. It's great. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Hey, listen, is there any latest information at all on Movie Show the Musical? I haven't really heard any releases yet.
I was just chatting with
I believe
Steve
that's been
about
killed
that.
Several times.
Don't tell me that's been shelved.
Oh, wow. Worse than shelved.
We'll talk about that next month.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that next week. Virginia, we love having you come by. Thanks so much. Give our best to everybody up there at the great commission that we have. You know, the great film folks in the state of Utah, they come through. It's amazing what you guys bring to us. I mean, the Film Commission is incredible here in Utah, and we appreciate what you do for us.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your cruise. Get all those people up on board for the movie show.
Sorry about the leaves blowing off.
Oh, you know, you could tell the folks up there were disappointed.
Wait a minute.
You know, the folks, because, you know, the tourism is such an important part. But boy, Fiona just to really hit them. And in some areas, it uprooted a lot of the trees up there.
Yikes.
And so, but they fared fairly well overall. But I mean, if the worst that happens is you kind of lose your fall colors in one area, that's getting off pretty easy.
Yeah. Good. Well, you can enjoy them on the ground.
Virginia? Keep that maple syrup coming.
Oh, hey, no. Well, it actually affected the maple syrup industry, too. We'll talk about that. A lot of those, you know, it's not the red maple trees that provide the syrup. It's the yellow leaves on the maple trees. And apparently there was one area that's a big producer that really got hit and hit hard. So maybe the price of that maple syrup's going to go up. You never know.
Along with anything else.
Of course it will, along with everything else. Virginia Pierce with us here on the movie show, the commish for the Utah State Film Commission. Let's take a brief break, and we'll come back with more of the movie show.
The movie show.
Oh, you are hard to look at. You look like the topographical map of Utah.
Exactly. On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Wow, just to hear that reference about Deadpool, Steve, and it makes me think of that release date that you mentioned a little earlier. Now, when is that going to be again? 2024 on Deadpool?
Let's see. Deadpool, the end of 2024.
Wow. Isn't that
that
crazy?
Will have Wolverine
that is
in
crazy.
It, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that story a couple of weeks ago on Movie News where Logan, you know, and you know, And I watched Deadpool the other day, and there are so many references to Wolverine. There are so many little slams. Remember the thing he's punched the eyes out?
Yeah.
I know. It's such a funny bit, and I'm really looking forward to the next movie. Of course, the movie show not only originating from back here in New Brunswick and St. John, but also originating from Sandy, Utah, and My Hearing Centers. And Matt Deering is with us from My Hearing Centers. And we got to a point in the show where I start getting a little nervous about getting all of the 50 people in to be eligible to actually win the Stiletto AX. And so I'm assuming, though, at this point, halfway through, we're still good. But people need to call 801-701-1629. Am I on target?
You nailed it. I mean, perfect bullseye.
So there's still time.
That's right.
Still time. We've got to talk about the reasons. You know, you alluded to this the last time we talked, that when people, and this is the average, isn't it, about 7 years that people put it off after they really should have contacted you, and the damage that has been done, and the, not to mention all of the things you've missed during those 7 years, and the fact that maybe many people in your family are acting as your hearing aid, you put it off, there are consequences.
That's right. You know, I was just talking to a patient yesterday. Strains on the relationship are a big part of that. And 7 years of relationship strains are not easily unwound, as we're finding out in some of these situations. And, you know, the best thing you can do, again, in a good relationship is communication. If you can't communicate appropriately, it's going to put up some walls. And I think that, again, I'm a firm believer, most people want to have a good relationship with the people that they're with. And in order to maximize that, a simple hearing evaluation in an office, a free evaluation, bring your spouse, your loved one with you. We'll use their voice in the testing. We'll test you both at the same time. Well, not the same time, but the same visit. The same time would be hard. But it'll test you both at the same visit. And at the end of the visit, we'll know kind of a general idea of what we can do to help communicate a little bit better. You know, kind of a free counseling session, if you will. And if you qualify, we'll let you take these brand new Stiletto AX hearing aids home with you for through the holidays, and you're going to be able to see how much better it can be to be able to communicate with hearing aids. And, you know, it was a struggle. I've got to be honest with even, you know, my dad, for example, and trying to get him to wear his hearing aids. It took some time and some counseling and some, you know, some coercion to get him to wear them. But when he wears his hearing aids and I can watch the relationship with him and my mom, it's so much better than when he maybe forgets them. Or leaves him somewhere.
Yeah. He's kind of stubborn that way, isn't he?
He's a little stubborn that way. He's a great guy. For those that know my dad, and my dad is listening, hey, we love you. But
you better put that in.
He has his moments of being stubborn, but he is. You know what I appreciate is he wants to be better and he wants to have that good communication, and so he isn't resistant. But you know, when he doesn't remember him, I can see it's a little bit more difficult. Heck, it's a little more difficult for me.
The number to call is 801-701-1629. Make that call right now. Take what is normally the 30-day challenge, but it's going right up until Thanksgiving, so you have a little extra time. It'll take you right to the gateway of the holiday season. There is no obligation at all. You'll be in the drawing for the Stiletto AX hearing device that we've been talking about. And then plus at the end, whether you buy or not, you'll be rewarded with a gift card to Olive Garden or Red Lobster. So call 801-701-1629. It's My Hearing Centers. We're at the bottom of the hour. More of the movie show just around the corner.
The movie show.
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both?
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey there. This is the movie show.
Hey there. I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
Just got it. Had a little glitch on this end. The movie show is coming to you from Sandy, Utah, and My Hearing Centers, and also from New Brunswick, Canada, and St. John on the cruise ship called the Voyager of the Seas. We've been here with some great KSL listeners, really nice folks, and we've had a great time. Steve, before we do our streaming news, probably ought to talk to Matt Deering, who is the education director at My Hearing Centers. Is he there with you?
He just stepped away for a minute. He should be back.
Okay, well, let's do streaming news. Let's do streaming news, and then we'll talk with Matt. So let's get the official open to streaming news. Here we go.
Planning on a weekend of binge watching? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all, so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Okay, Stephen, we got a lot of streaming news today. What do you want to start with?
Whatever you start, I'll take you home.
True to Colin Farrell, Penguin is an HBO spinoff of the Batman feature film, and Colin Farrell gave us a little bit of a transformational performance. I like that. That's right in the script here, as the Penguin Oswald Cobblepot. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what this actually looks like. And the Penguin was officially announced earlier this year. He's giving fans a tease of what to expect when the series actually does arrive. The actor recently spoke with Extra TV, and he said he already read the script for the first episode. It begins just a week after the Batman concludes, while Gotham City deals with the flood that is happening. Remember how dark that thing was, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Both you and I just went, holy cow. I mean, DC's known for being dark, and after all, he is the Dark Knight. But good grief, there has to be kind of a break here somewhere. But he said it opens up with my feet, this is the Penguin speaking, splashing through the water in Falcone's office, and the Penguin, or Oz, begins the film as the right-hand man before taking over the criminal empire. So I'm looking forward to that. I thought Colin Farrell was great as that character. But again, man, the movie was dark. I hope this lightens up a little bit. I mean, I don't expect a comedy, but man, that was dark.
Yeah, no, it was so dark I thought I was going blind. But wait till you see him in the Banshees of Inisherin with Brendan Gleeson. That's coming up next week. It's a great performance. So we're at the end of a season of a movie or a series that we talked about a few weeks ago. It's called Bad Sisters. And I think the final episode is this weekend. It's on Apple TV. And those who have watched it, they're like, oh, my gosh, what happened to the last episode? Well, of course, I'm not going to tell you, but it's definitely worth seeing if you've watched any of it. I mean, these are like five Irish sisters, and they've got a really, one of the husbands is horrible, and they're talking about getting rid of him. And it's a very funny series, dark comedy. And I think the last episode is this weekend. One of the advantages that we have is that sometimes they'll send us the whole series so that we can just, you know, watch the whole thing. And unfortunately with this one, they had to wait each week for a new episode, which would be maddening, I think. But there it is. So Bad Sisters is finally wraps up today or this weekend, and it is worth seeing.
You know, both Dee and I have raved about the series on Netflix called The Crown, and it's been incredible. The talent and the stars and the people have been remarkable in that series. But everybody's a little on edge right now as, first of all, the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, the ascendance of Charles III to the throne of Great Britain, although the coronation has not yet occurred. But as the date nears for the filming of Princess Diana's death in Paris, there are some things that are making people really, really tense. Anxiety behind the scenes on the next Netflix drama is what we're reading in the story, with the Crown stars and the creative producers all on edge as preparations are made to recreate that fateful moment. And especially, Steve, as things are still so sensitive on this issue. There are all kinds of bizarre stories now that are trending and all kinds of, you know, kind of tabloidy type things. But can you imagine the pressure on those folks right now, on the producers, on the cast, on the people that are recreating really one of the tragic scenes, and especially during the sensitive aftermath of the death of Queen Elizabeth? It'll be interesting to see how they depict that.
You know, I saw a headline the other day where they said that the coronation might be sooner than we think. So I don't know
another
what that's
mystery
about.
Surrounding.
It's like they're getting after it. I bet for those who've been following the Andor series, this is the prequel to Rogue One, starring Diego Luna. it's been kind of a slow cooker. I mean, he's joined this little rebel group. And this week's episode called The Eye, episode 6, I think there are 12 in this season. So we're only halfway through it. They finally attack an Imperial base and with a little ragtag group. And finally, there's some action, is what I'm saying. Action-packed episode 6 of Andor. For those of you who are like, man, I don't know about this, it's picking up steam.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, there have been some new set photos from the upcoming television series highlighting the contrasting looks of what is likely here versus what we perhaps have seen in the past, and plot details have been kept under wraps. Mr. and Mrs. Smith has been described as a reboot of the 2005 film starring Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, directed by Doug Liman. But, you know, who knows? Action comedy hit. I really liked that movie, too. I thought it was very clever. It was dark. It was fun. It was action-packed. And I thought Jolie and Brad Pitt were just terrific. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect from this. And we haven't really learned a lot from the film, from the pictures that we've seen of the set. But, you know, who knows? If they kind of catch that spirit, that could be fun to watch.
Well, I remember that they initially were talking about having Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller-Bridge play the leads, when I thought, okay, I definitely would want to watch that because they're fantastic. But I don't think they're connected anymore. I'm not sure. Martin Scorsese is going to direct, get this, a TV series, at least the first two episodes, of a TV series based on Gangs of New York.
Wow.
I thought, wow, Marty's coming out, you know, swinging away at TV. I thought, what is happening here?
Yeah, that could be real interesting. That was, a stark movie. I mean, some amazing, fabulous performances, but yeah. Holy cow. You know, the butcher, there was, man, I saw scenes in that movie that just kind of rock you back on your heels. I don't know how they'd bring that, especially that was such a concentrated time frame of actual New York history. And I don't know how you extend that out.
I think what they're going to do is they're basing it on the book. There's a lot more stuff that happens in the book that did not make the movie. And so he's going to do the first two episodes. And then I guess somebody else is going to carry it from there. But that's the plan so far.
Okay. All right, that's our streaming news here at KSL News Radio. And hopefully we have Matt standing by. Matt there with us?
Yeah, he's cruising
over. We're going to talk about.
He's holding out for more money, I think, or more donuts or something.
Cruise is the operative word here. Yeah,
we can arrange
donut power.
Donuts or bagels.
Donuts and Diet Coke.
Oh, lots
what would
of Diet
we
Coke.
Do without it? Absolutely. Hey, let's remind everybody what's going on at my hearing centers today, because this is the perfect time for people to call and take the step that many people know they should have taken even already long before this. Family members are encouraging you to please go and see about your hearing. This is the day to do it.
This is the time and the best time to do it. And, you know, I was just talking to Mike Rogers here in our Sandy office. He's our provider. Been here for, he's going on 12 years now in our Sandy location. He's been kind of a staple for us. And we were just talking, and one of the things that reminded me that, you know, we've got a lot of patients over the last 12 years that they come in, they try this new technology on hearing aids they've maybe had for 4 or 5 years, and they're blown away with how things have changed. And so if your family member has hearing aids, you know, think of my grandpa who just upgraded his. He had 10-year-old hearing aids. He's like, well, is it time? I was like, well, try them. He tried them, and his wife.
Well, these are in English.
Well, she got mad at me. She's like, grandma comes and says, hey, you know, Matt, thank you so much, sarcastically. Well, what's going on? She's like, well, now I can't turn the TV up, so I can't hear anything. Now I have to get new hearing aids.
That's your fault?
So it's my fault for suggesting you should try the new technology. And so those are the fun experiences. But if you have hearing aids already and you just want to try, this is, again, an offer to you as well. Come in, free hearing evaluation. Try the hearing aids risk-free through Thanksgiving. And at the end of Thanksgiving, whether you're keeping them or not, we'll give you a gift card to the Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you.
How many things in life really carry absolutely no risk at all? I mean, the only risk here is that you're going to feel so much better. You're going to hear so much better. You're going to love
gonna yell
what
Matt.
Happens. The
you're going to come and get mad at me because you're hearing better.
That's right. You're going to be able to hear the Christmas performances better, participate in the conversation at the dinner table. And you were telling us, you've actually told us this quite often over the years, that one of your busiest times of year is right after the holidays because everybody finally, it's dawned on them how much they've been missing.
Yeah. And, you know, another reason why you don't want to wait until after the holidays is if you have flex spending accounts, if you've met your deductible and your insurance already, this is a great time. Come in, and if you do need hearing aids, we're going to work with your insurance to maximize your benefits.
Boy, that is a real good idea. You know, and there's nothing worse than when you've been squirreling away the money, you know, tax-protected money and so on for things like this, and then it goes to waste. That unfortunately happens to people. So call right now. Take advantage of the great deal that you're offering, the great incentives that you're offering, and the number to call is 801-701-1629. Here on the movie show, it is 1:51. Let's take a break and we'll come right back. And yes, Steve, the movie show top 10 is coming up next from the chapel aboard.
Run, passengers,
the Voyager
run.
Of the seas. You know, I think we had one person a little earlier who actually came up. We're doing the movie show. All the people are sitting around, although most of them have gone into St. John by now. There was a tour that started. But this poor woman was looking around, and I think she just came up here to meditate a little bit, and she scurried out. I can't understand why. Can you, Steve?
I can give you a couple reasons.
Okay, cut his mic off. Oh, look at the time. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with the movie show top 10.
The movie show.
You'll soon find out that some wizarding families are better than others, Potter. You don't want to go making friends with the wrong sort.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, Stephen, it is time for the... And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the movie show top...
10.
What are they holding service there? And then you're like interrupting?
We're in the ship's chapel.
Oh.
So I decided that I'd give a little different rendition to show that we do have some class. Well, that's not really true.
That's sketchy.
But anyway, hey, the movie show top 10 is sponsored, of course, by our friends at Call Climate Service. And Steve, we're just going to buzz through this here real quick. The number 10 movie. Oh, I had it up just a second ago. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the movie show top 10. Now, I'm not familiar with this. It's Terrifier 2. It made like a whopping just under $1 million this past weekend, $1.2 million overall. Have you seen that?
I'm stunned that you don't know about Art the Clown, and he is back, and he's more terrifying than usual. This is a very, very low budget horror film.
Okay, then we have Top Gun. You know, I predicted this would drop out of the top 10 last week. I was absolutely wrong. It keeps cranking it out, just under $1 million again last week. The numbers are off the charts. So anyway, it's still in the top 10. Bros, boy, this movie has not done well, Steve. I'm just staggered. Around $9 million is all, and it's a better movie than that by far.
Yeah, I think they described it as the gay rom-com when they should have just said it's a very funny movie.
Yeah, Barbarian, neither of us like this movie much. It's made about $37 million. But Avatar, it keeps cranking it out. It made another almost $3 million domestically in this latest run. It's at about $24 million. It just keeps cranking it out.
Well, then you add another 49 foreign. It's at 73, and now it's about to go over. It's 80 million short of going over $3 billion.
Isn't that crazy? Yes. Don't worry, darling. This was a really disappointing movie. Neither of us liked this movie much, but it's made about $40 million. I mentioned that Dee and I caught up on The Woman King, and I'm glad it's hanging in there. It's made about $55 million. We'll talk about that a little bit. This did not do well at all. Just under $7 million domestically. Anything internationally on this?
Only another three. It's at 11 as of now, and they're calling it a bust.
And again,
it was just too convoluted. There's just too much going on.
It is. Lyle Lyle Crocodile, it's done okay. It made about $12 million. My grandson liked that a lot. And the movie Smile made about $52 million. Any international numbers on that?
Yeah, another 47. It's gone over 100. It's at 102 okay. right now.
All right. The Movie Show Top 10, sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services. They're great people. This is a perfect time of year to call them and have them come to your home and make sure things are good for the wintertime. Let's talk once again with Matt Deering from My Hearing Centers. And what a great deal, again, is underway as we talk about the Stiletto AX and a chance for you to actually win that device, but also to try it out until Thanksgiving. Right, Matt?
That's right. Actually, we'll go through Thanksgiving. We can even take you into December if your schedule doesn't allow for you to come in sooner. But we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to really hear and understand your family members, to participate in some of the holiday activities that are going on, and actually just simply to hear better at work or at church or all your daily activities. So give us a call, 801-701-1629. We're looking for anybody that has hearing problems to come and evaluate this new Stiletto AX technology. The first 50 callers that schedule a free evaluation, whether it's for yourself or a loved one, you're going to be put into a drawing for a free set of these hearing aids. And at the end of the time that you try the hearing aids through the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll be able to give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you as well.
You know, you think, too, I was talking about the Hale Center Theater not long ago. Of course, on this whole show, we talk about movies. It's amazing how many places are just set and ready to go. And as a matter of fact, at Hale Center Theater, they actually give you a reminder, you know, make sure that you, you know, put your hearing aids in the mode so you can enjoy this great performance. And in many cases, those with your hearing aids, Matt, they're hearing the play better than we are.
You know what? And I've done that before, and that's absolutely true. Now, not to say that the Hale Center Theater doesn't have an amazing sound system. It's absolutely remarkable what they're able to do. But with adding that T-coil in your hearing aid, it takes all that amazing sound. It puts it right into your ears at the prescription that you need it. And so all the little bit of rustling you might hear from someone behind you, I've sat near kids, and I love having kids at the theater. But if one of the kids is being a little overexcited, you're able to kind of drown that out too, and just get that sound right into your ears. It's a beautiful experience. The same thing at Megaplex, or I just recently went up and saw The Lion King up at the Eccles Theater as well. Has the ability to do the same
that's
thing.
Right.
So again, if you're an avid theater goer, whether it's local, you know, great community theater, off-Broadway stuff that we have here in Utah that's wonderful, or if you just like to go to the movies, not just, that's bad, if you love to go to the movies, any of those opportunities, the hearing aid's going to benefit you.
It's 801-701-1629 for My Hearing Centers. We're at the top of the hour. This is KSL-FM Midvale, KSL-AM Salt Lake City.
It's the official quirky pick of the week on the KSL Movie Show.
And, of course, here to give us the quirky picks of the week, Steve, we have Dee, who's been hanging out with me here on the cruise ship. And, Dee, what have you got for us for a quirky pick?
I have a little bit of a froggy throat right now. So,
yes. Well, we're in the chapel, so you can whisper.
It makes me sound mysterious.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Sounds like Kate Hepburn.
Well, I just wanted to mention that Doug and I caught up on The Woman King. And from my perspective, I liked it so much more than I thought I would. Did you, Doug?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was just going to be a lot of hacking and slashing and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it really had a heart. I thought it really had a great story. I thought it had a lot of pathos. It was a terrific movie that I enjoyed a whole lot more than I thought I would. And I'm surprised that it's not doing better than it is. Steve, you liked it. And are you surprised at the numbers? I thought with that lineup and all the hype about it, it would do better.
Well, I think it's in a genre that we're not really sure about yet. I mean, it's like an empowering woman, African, you know, warrior. But I'll tell you, the thing I loved about the movie, not only was Viola Davis amazing, but there were four or five other women that were right there with her that were just as powerful in a slightly different way. But they all just, they had such empathy for each other and kind of looked out for each other. I thought that was really cool.
Well, I think you both put it so well, too, for Doug to say that it had a lot of heart. And what you said about it being confusing, I like action movies, but I didn't know what to expect with this. And it had a much better female storyline, sensitive, interesting, feminine than I thought it would have. So I think the confusion is undeniable.
I thought it was interesting, too, because, you know, obviously in this movie and in this era, there was a male king. And I thought he was just played it very, very well, and kind of his plotting wife. And there were just so many elements that I thought really, really worked. And the performances were terrific. And as you mentioned, Steve, the women in this movie are all remarkable. But I don't want to overlook the king himself. You know, there's significance to the title, the Woman King, for some person to be given that title rather than queen is particularly poignant and powerful in this movie. What else have you got for
us,
Steve?
Well, I do want to say again, I think it's very relevant to call it a quirky pick for me, because I kind of wasn't sure I wanted to see it, but I knew it was going to be fun, but I loved it and would recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I wanted to mention the movies we saw here on the ship that have been kind of fun. You could maybe list them a little bit for us. We did.
Yeah, it's fun how they do this. They show it down in the Royal Theater. That's kind of the premier theater on board where they have all of the reviews. Last night there was a great cabaret show where, again, there was a tribute to Angela Lansbury. But during the day, they'll show a film, usually in the afternoon. And then in the evening, they'll show it outdoors, kind of, you know, for people that are in the pools or out on the deck or whatever. You can watch it from the deck on basically what kind of looks like the big scoreboard, you know, that is on one end of that part of the ship. But we started with Uncharted. And, you know, Steve and I weren't big fans of that movie. But, boy, I talked to folks here on the ship, and they really quite liked it. Fantastic Beasts. I know we're not hitting all of your marks here, Steve. Fantastic Beasts and the Secret of Dumbledore. We watched that in the theater. And then last night, as I was doing a few laps on the deck, I was listening, not watching, but listening to A Quiet Place 2. And all you heard were the big roars of the monster and so on. At first, I thought it was maybe that lion movie that we saw, Steve. Then all of a sudden, I kind of looked up and I went, oh, that's Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, much better movie, by the way, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to take my bad voice and rest it now.
Okay, so that's it.
That's the best I can do.
Yeah, she's whispered for her supper here on the movie show. So on that note, how about if we take a brief break and we will come right back. We've still got some movies to talk about. Which one should we do next, Steve?
Oh, we definitely have to do Rosaline. That is probably one of my favorite films of the week.
Okay, Rosaline is coming up next here on the movie show at KSL News Radio.
When you duck the only debate with your opponent.
Utah Debate Commission put out a statement saying that Owens has not confirmed that he will take part in the debate.
It doesn't mean KSL won't track the candidate down.
Are you going to debate today?
Yeah, you're right. That's not where you are.
I know.
Okay.
But are you going to show up?
You know what? We'll find out.
In the march to the midterms, sometimes the only comment you're going to hear from a candidate is here. Your voice, your vote, 2022 on KSL News Radio.
Let's talk about Connecticut Soft Water Systems. For years now, I've been raving about what a difference it has made in our home. And you notice it everywhere. You know, we're moving into the winter months here before too long. And many people in the state of Utah, because of our already very dry air, and then when you kind of seal yourself up in your house and then heat that air, the dry and itchy skin becomes a real issue. Connecticut, that soft water, it is incredible what a difference it makes. You feel it year round. When you take a shower or a bath, you feel it on your skin, just what a difference that Connecticut soft water makes. But in the wintertime, it becomes a big, big deal. And then also, I love the fact that the Connecticut soft water system is totally non-electric. I hate it when there's a power bump in our neighborhood or whatever it might be, maybe some service being done in your home, and they turn the power off for a minute or two or an hour or two, then you spend the next hour going through and resetting every clock, resetting every device. I mean, every device now, stove, refrigerators, everything, you reset them all, but you never have to worry about the Kinetico soft water system because it's totally non-electric. And boy, here's the real, you know, real interesting part of Kinetico. With the simplicity of this device and the efficiency that is built into it from that great American engineering, it's 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today in the soft water realm. You need to call Kinetico. Talk to the great people. They're nice people to do business with, too. That 10-year warranty, softwaterutah.com, or call 801-576-8600.
The Movie Show.
Una puta solo?
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss. Tell Jabba that I've got his money.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The Movie Show here at KSL News Radio, and we're broadcasting from all over the countries today. Of course, from Broadcast House, from Sandy, Utah. That's where Steve and Matt are at my hearing centers, and I'm in New Brunswick at a town called St. John here in Canada. And so we're all over the place today. And Matt, we need to talk about, we're in the final hour of the Movie Show, and I always get a little nervous because I want people to take advantage of this great opportunity that you're offering for them to come into my hearing centers, make their appointment, and try out the state-of-the-art equipment that we've been talking about, not only for 30 days this time, but into the holidays, and really see what a difference it can make, and do so with no obligation, but also the opportunity to win the devices we've been talking about, and then be rewarded with a little outing to Olive Garden or Red Lobster.
That's right. And, you know, in the last minute, I just looked up, I refreshed. It looks like we did add a couple more people, so the window is closing if you want to be in the drawing.
Now, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So give us a call, 801-701-1629. Schedule a free hearing evaluation in any of our offices here in Utah. Now, I know this is an international broadcast now, officially.
That's right. That's
unfortunately,
right.
We don't have anything up in Canada. But if you're listening from Utah, we should have you covered.
You know, it's just a matter of time, Matt, a matter of time. Now, the bottom line is right now, and let's underscore this, this time of year, usually people are calling after the holidays because they've missed out on so much, and it's finally really sinking in that they weren't participating at the dinner table. They weren't able to hear their little kid perform in the elementary school, their little granddaughter or grandson. When they went to a concert that they have loved forever, they're not hearing it as well. And so finally, ding, 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 they come see you in January. What we're trying to say today is don't wait for January. Get in to my hearing centers today.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even wait till November. If you're like my family, it hits the weekend of Halloween, and there's pretty much something going on until after the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And so what happens is, well, I'll call them the next time. I'll call the next time. And the next time it happens to end up be January because all those things keep piling on. So this might be your last time to call and get scheduled before you've got the pile of great events like in my family, that you get to participate in. Oh God, I got to use the right words here. Because my wife's hearing.
Right.
But you have all these great events that are coming up. All the in-law events, all the family things that are going to be going on, and you got to make sure that you're prepared and that you don't put it off again until January when all that's over. Make sure you can hear now. Give us a call. Schedule a free evaluation. If you qualify, we're going to let you take these brand new Stiletto AX hearing aids with you during the holidays, during Thanksgiving, to really identify whether or not they benefit you. And if they do, we've got special pricing for you after that, plus that gift card to Red Lobster and Olive Garden as a thank you.
And no obligation at all. And the number to call is 801-701-1629. It's My Hearing Centers. Steve, let's review, or have you review, because I have not seen this, the movie Rosaline.
So you're going to break them up?
Of course I am. Romeo and Juliet. Doesn't even sound right.
You want my help with this?
We just need to stop a wedding. My boyfriend is about to make the biggest mistake of his life.
Hang on a second. It's your boyfriend's wedding. Ouch.
This is hilarious. I have to admit, it's a sort of a spin on Romeo and Juliet. Caitlin Dever, who was in Zombieland with Emma Stone, all grown up, she plays Rosaline, who is the girlfriend of Romeo. I mean, let's just face it. He's doing the climbing up the balcony, and you're the stars and the sun and the moon, all the things that he's going to say to Juliet. But the deal is, of course, you know, they're Montagues and Capulets. They're not supposed to be going out. The only person who knows is the nurse or her lady-in-waiting, played by Minnie Driver, brilliantly, by the way. She's hysterical. But dad of Rosaline's dad is trying to set her up with this soldier guy. And he's pretty cool. But, you know, she's like, no. I got Romeo. And Romeo, by the way, is this guy who looks exactly like Heath Ledger. So that's kind of oddly cool but creepy. And she's supposed to go to the ball, the masquerade ball that night, but her dad makes her go on this date with this other guy, and they end up missing the ball. They get stuck out on a storm on the lake, and they can't get back. And by the time she gets back, Romeo has met Juliet. And oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
And now Rosalind is determined to break them up. Obviously, she's supposed to be with Romeo, not this Juliet, who, by the way, is her cousin. So she starts to manipulate things to try to create, to try to break them up. And it is a very funny movie. Now, it's done in that kind of, I mean, it's all old costuming and everything, but the conversations are a little bit more modern. And they have that, the music is, so it's kind of like a Knight's Tale with a Romeo and Juliet twist. And Rosaline is playing the kind of the Dementor here because she's determined to break them up. And they do a really nice job with it. It does have some language in it. I thought judiciously used. But it's a really funny little movie. And it's only playing on Hulu, unfortunately. But that's I gave this a B+. Rosaline is a hoot.
What would the bard say about this, Steve? Do you think he'd approve? There have been so many renditions of Romeo and Juliet, and honestly, this is the only one that I'm really aware of that has kind of taken a real, out into a little different realm.
Well, what's funny is when Juliet says, okay, I figured it out, what we're going to do. I'm going to, she finally realizes, like, these guys are in love, I can leave them alone. She goes, I'm going to fake like I took some poison, and then Romeo's going to come and pretend like he's... And Rosaline goes, that is the dumbest idea I have ever heard. So I don't know what the bard would think. He might chuckle at that. And there's some other departures that take place. And this is a fun little movie. It just got some sass, but yeah. This is probably one of the more entertaining films I saw this week.
And you're giving it a B+?
Yes. And it's rated PG-13. Okay. And it's on Hulu only.
And the title again is Rosaline, right?
Yes, sir.
In the few moments we have here before we hit the bottom of the hour and our news, let's talk about some of the, at least one of the streaming things. We'll save the others for the other side of the news. But bring us up to date on She-Hulk. This is the end of the line for this season, right?
It is. And oh my gosh, do they do some crazy stuff. There is a moment in the movie where everything's chaotic. And talk about a movie that's so self-reflective. She breaks the fourth wall all the time. In fact, I think she talks to us more than she talks to the other characters. So at one point in this final episode of the season, she says, okay, stop. And she goes to the writer's room and wants to know what they're doing with her show. And they tell her, she goes, I want to speak to Kevin Feige. And how that all develops.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then she goes to this other place, and it's hilarious how they depict Kevin Feige in this movie. And she rewrites the whole ending. it's so bizarre and so charming, and I just think it's hilarious. And she's also, she's got a meet cute with Daredevil, the cool Murdoch guy. So it works on every level. 9 episodes. It's all done now, so you can zoom through it if you want. This was the last episode for this season, but this is a keeper. I think I love what they're doing with the show. It's a little silly, but it's a lot of fun.
So when she actually does take us, breaks the wall completely, not just a little aside on the fourth wall, but takes us into Feige's office, is it really Feige?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. It's not.
Oh, it's one of those.
Here's how cool this is. You know how the Disney Plus, they have all the little windows for all the different shows? She crawls out of her She-Hulk window and goes into the behind-the-scenes window for Marvel Studios, which I guess is another window, like they have a behind-the-scenes thing that they do. She crawls through there to go to the writer's room and then to Feige's office. It is hilarious. So
yeah, I've got to catch up on this. I really do. I've been a slacker.
Tatiana, who plays the She-Hulk, is absolutely hysterical. And everybody loves the She-Hulk, but they all, Jen, her character is just, they don't even want anything to do with her. Oh, you're just a normal human. We want She-Hulk. It's very funny.
There are still a couple of other streaming things that we're going to talk about on the other side. We've also got a little telephone torture coming up and much more, all here on The Movie Show at KSL News Radio, Sandy, Utah, and also New Brunswick, St. John in Canada. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. Brief break, and we'll come right back. And don't forget your chance to win fabulous prizes worth up to dollars, including 2 tickets to the Megaplex Theaters. We've also got your drinks, and we've got the tub of popcorn to go with it. It's all coming up here at
The Movie Show.
You could just write your own roles, write something that's as interesting as you are.
What are you going to do?
I have my own club.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for joining us today on The Movie Show here at KSL News Radio. Great to have you along. Telephone torture is in the offing right now, but there are a couple of other streaming things that we want to talk about, and maybe right at the very end of the show we can revisit Halloween at the end, whether or not it's the end or not, who knows. But Steve, let's talk about the other 2 streaming issues.
Well, one of them I didn't see, The Watcher. Remember, it was not watched. But the other one is Shantaram. It's a Charlie Hunnam movie or a series. But we just got word, Dallin just pointed this out to me, that Robbie Coltrane passed away today. He played Hagrid.
Really?
In the Harry Potter movies. Didn't say cause of death.
But
he was 72 years old, and what a great loss.
Oh, absolutely. He was terrific. For people, I saw some of the movies as I was reading the books. So I ended up with some of these images already in my head from the movies as I read the books. But people who read the books prior to the movies appearing said that he was exactly it. Almost of all the characters, Harry obviously was almost perfect. He looked like even some of the original pictures on the book covers. But Hagrid was just amazing. And every time I'm watching an older movie and I see him in another role, it almost unnerves me because he's so clearly, absolutely Hagrid.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's done some gangster movies where he plays a tough guy and you're like, wait, what? That's not going to work.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So this Shantaram is a 12-episode Apple TV Plus series. The first 3 come out today, and then they're going to do 1 a week until, right before Christmas, actually. And Charlie Hunnam is he's a great actor, and he was in The Sons of Anarchy and a few other things. And, I've always admired his work, and I started watching this. He's an Australian who is imprisoned for a series of robberies, and he's not doing well with the other inmates and has been working on a plan to escape, but finds out that he is probably in for it when it comes to dinner time if they can corner him. So he has to speed up his attempt to escape this prison in Australia. And that was pretty cool how he worked that all out. But then he ends up, you know, he gets some fake IDs and stuff, and he ends up going to Bombay, India. And there he's going to start a new life. And you think, okay, you know, be cool. You know, you're in trouble in Australia. You don't want to make a mess over here. But he starts getting in with the wrong crowd again. And these women manipulate him to do things. And he's still kind of cool. But I feel like it felt a little slow to me. Like they were like, we have 12 episodes we've got to fill. So everybody calm down. Kind of do your thing. So I've seen the first two episodes. Haven't seen the third one yet. And I've got the whole series to watch, which is one of the perks of our job. But so far, I'm not impressed. I just, you know, I might continue to watch him because I do like him. And so we'll see how it goes.
So how do we see it? What is
Apple,
it streaming on?
Apple TV Plus. The first three episodes come out today. And then subsequent Fridays will be the each episode after that.
Okay. Hey, before we do anything else, let's talk again to our friend Matt, who is with My Hearing Centers. And Matt, we're reaching the end of the program, and I'm trusting that we can still accommodate people among the first 50 callers so they can basically be in the drawing for a spectacular prize, the Stiletto AX. I mean, this is the state-of-the-art device that we have been talking about. And to think that you're going to be giving this away to one of those individuals in that list of 50, if we hit all the way up to 50, that is a great prize and great odds of winning.
Yeah, Steve's over here chirping in my ear, saying I should just say, no, there's no more room.
Well, you know, we keep extending it out. Everybody thinks, they're never going to fill it. Well, how about we fill it today?
You know, here's what happens. This happens every time we do this, right? It hits 11:45.
Oh, then they light up?
And then it just lights up. And it's the funniest thing because they're like, okay, you can wait till 11. Maybe that's because they're just getting ready to go on lunch or just getting back from where they're driving.
Or maybe they want to hear the show.
Maybe they're more interested in listening to Steve.
No, that's probably not true.
And they want to make sure they get the show through before they call. But I'll tell you that there are some times where they wait till the top of the hour or a little bit after and they call up and we filled it. We hit the 50.
Yeah,
it did that.
You're making that. Really,
I'm not making that up. It's happened.
You cut them off.
We don't really
honestly, Matt.
But we certainly hit the 50, and we let them jump in. But but what's more important is give us a call now, because the more
we're doing you the favor, not the other way around, right? Well,
I don't know. I think we're working together, right, to try to help.
We want them to get their hearing fixed.
But we're trying to lower the barriers that keep people from getting, because let's be honest, and we recognize that being in this industry, that the last thing that you did when you were 12 was say, you know what, I'm older. I can't wait till I get that hearing aid. That is exciting.
Yeah, no one's ever said that.
It's not on anyone's real bucket list right now.
Do we need to put the shock collar on Steve there, Matt? Do we need to kind of get the Hannibal Lecter muzzle?
Got to slow him down a little bit.
On him on this deal.
But the reality is,
what do you think?
No.
Getting the hearing aids will help you check off the rest of your bucket lists and enjoy doing it. So maybe it's not directly on the bucket list, but it's going to help you with all those things. And so when you're ready to go on the cruise to New England and New Brunswick, having your hearing aid with you that's fully rechargeable, has a great case like this Stiletto AX that you can take with you to recharge the hearing aids, and it's going to give you a better experience when you do start hitting the rest of that bucket list. So give us a call, 801-701-1629. Schedule a free evaluation. Get into the drawing for the free set of hearing aids, and then take those hearing aids wherever you go. It will make your life better.
Yeah, that checks out.
Okay, now, it's just between you and me, Matt, but did somebody put something a little squirrely in, you know, the last, the fifth bagel that Steve just ate? Was there something in that?
By the way, I drank your Diet Coke. I drank it up.
Huh? You drank my Diet Coke.
And I ate your
bagel.
This
is like my milkshake.
Yeah. Okay. I wondered if you'd get that.
See what kind of... And Matt, do you really believe that anybody is postponing calling My Hearing Centers because they want to hear Steve?
It's shocking.
I mean, think about that. Think about that for a minute. The number to call is 801-701-1629.
Don't fall overboard.
1629. This is the perfect time to call my hearing centers. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come right back with more of The Movie Show, KSL.
The Movie Show.
We are really fighting the clock, and every minute counts. Wait, they're all slots?
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, Steve, guess what we're going to give away tomorrow here on the ship. We have a little gathering tomorrow morning on Saturday. We've got Movie Show Wiener T-shirts.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. Now, I would be mobbed if they were loser T-shirts. So anyway, we're going to give those away. We've got five of them here, and we've had a great time with the folks on board. And so many of them are real Movie Show fans, and of course, all of them are KSL fans, and it's been fun to be cruising with them. All right. I think, Steve, since it is sponsored, and since the people at Megaplex Theaters love this segment so very, very much, we need to do a little telephone torture, ladies and gentlemen, with fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. There's the music. Heard it loud and clear. Okay. We've got two tickets to the Megaplex Theaters. We've got two drinks we're going to give away, and we've got a tub of popcorn. And Steve, I'm going to send the vibes all the way back from Canada here. And here we go. Listen closely. What do you
Is
think?
Is that the telltale heart?
The telltale heart. It might have been. Might have been.
Well, I
did you run out of toes?
I was tapping along with you like a horse. Four? Is that what I heard?
Four. Yeah. Okay. Same number you have on your left hand. It's just perfect. All right. Yeah. So
talk to me about hand tools, mister.
I know. I almost ended up with four fingers one day. All right. Now let's go to the phone. I was going to say back to the phone line, but we're just kind of breaking into it right now. And let's go to KSL Talk 575-8255. And hi, who's this? Are you hearing anything, Steve?
I'm not.
I'm not either. Yeah. I wonder if with this weird connection we have that is transcontinental and international. Let's try it again. Let's go back to the phone line. And hi. Yeah, that's right. Hi, who's this?
This is Matt.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'm a loser, it sounds like.
You know, you are a loser, and I'm glad you just stepped up and embraced it, and I'm sure that back in the studio in Salt Lake City, they're going to let you have it. Here we go.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, just like that. Wow. And, okay, let's go back to the phone line, KSL Talk. And hi, who's this? Crickets. I'm hearing crickets, Steve.
Where's Dead Air Dave when
back
you need
here.
Him?
I know. Where is Dead Air Dave when we need him? Let's go back to the phone line. And hi, who's this? Hello?
Hi, this
is
Jerry.
Such a classy segment. Oh. Hey, how you doing?
Great that I got through, but I think I'm a loser.
You're great that you got through, and kind of sad that you're a
Pretty
loser,
sure
and
you're...
we're just going to acknowledge that. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
Ooh, slam dunk by General Patton himself. And now let's go back to the phone line. And here we go. This is going to be our final loser of the day, Steve. I'm sure that brings a tear to your one good eye. Hi, who's this?
It's Vicky.
Who is it again? Vicky?
Vicky. Yeah.
Oh, I hate to break it to you, but you're so close, but you're so far away. And that makes you a
big loser because people wouldn't talk to you.
Ooh, I know. Well, no kidding. See, if that one person had talked, you would have been a big wiener. But instead, they're going to push the button on you back there in Salt Lake City. Here we go. Here we go. Steve, is it something I said?
You're getting a double loser there. That unfortunately.
Okay. Should we go back to the phone line, even though I didn't hear the loserism there?
Yeah, we'll
go
back. Is the ship sinking by chance in the middle of all this?
Maybe back there it is, not here. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello, Clarice.
We're really having to pry it out of these people.
I know. What's the deal? It must be the... I think it's part of the international conspiracy to, you know, disrupt our Western way of life or something. Okay, let's go to another line then. Hi, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hello.
Ooh, Jerry.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Come back.
Good.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you are doing well because you are a big...
Wiener.
Of course you are. Fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. You've got two tickets to the Megaplex Theater. You've got two drinks, and you've got a tub of popcorn that we are going to bestow upon you. But we do need to set the stage. By the way, Steve,
yo,
remember our producer when you originally came on board? It was Amy Iverson, right? She sent me a new loser song the other day. So we're gonna I'm gonna get that to Gustavo. And now it'll never replace Frank, of course.
No.
But we have a new loser song that will work into the program in the near future. So here we go. You need to introduce something that will make all the losers feel a little better about themselves.
Yeah, turn them over to All Blue Eyes and Self.
Ah, perfect. Here's to the loser. Succinct. Here's to the loser. Ah, the movie show, the only place where we celebrate being a loser. But it's kind of a big deal, isn't it, Steve? It's a high honor.
Well, of course. That's why the loser t-shirts.
Of course. That's right. That's right. Okay. Hey, let's get Matt on one last time here before we hit the top of the hour. We're at 11:56 right now. And Matt, we need to remind everybody one more time that they need to call and do what they know. Maybe you're calling on behalf of somebody else. You know that your spouse, you know that that friend of yours, you know that sweet grandfather of yours, there's an issue here, and it's time to get them into My Hearing Centers.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing is when you call up, no one's going to call you a loser.
That's a good start.
That's
no
right.
One's going to say that you're not entered into the drawing.
Yeah.
No one's going to turn you away. No, you call right now.
Make it a little challenging.
Call right now. 801-701-1629. We've got offices up and down the Wasatch Front from Nephi all the way up to Ogden. We're going to schedule you for a free hearing evaluation. If you do qualify, we'll be able to let you take out this brand new Stiletto AX hearing aid to try out in all those environments that you go into on a daily basis and some of the ones that are unique to this time of the year all the way up through Thanksgiving. And if you do that risk-free, we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster Olive Garden as a thank you.
And there is no obligation at all. And, you know, we're not here to scare everybody. But, boy, if people don't do something about your hearing, you talked about just losing brain mass, which sometimes is just when it comes to your hearing, it's impossible to get you back to where you should be, or had you come earlier, you would be. But also Alzheimer's and other things, depression. And, you know, when you're looking at the holiday season coming up and you realize that last year it was kind of hard to hear what people were saying, you weren't enjoying the concerts as much and so on, it's easy for people to withdraw.
Yeah, and a person with a hearing loss is four times more likely to have anxiety than a person without hearing loss or a person that has taken care of their hearing loss. So for all of those reasons, it's a great time to come in, have your hearing checked. If you already have hearing aids and maybe they're not working like you want them to, you can try these brand new technologies. Again, no obligation. It's a risk-free opportunity to try through the Thanksgiving holiday. And by doing that, you'll at least get a better understanding of how we could help you. The hearing aid is just the tool, and it really takes the provider to help get that tool to work appropriately for you. And we're going to spend the time that takes through those 30 days to make sure you're hearing the way that you need to in your life.
Matt, we love hanging out with you, and thank you for all you do for our listeners.
Yeah,
we love you being being part of the movie show. I am here in spirit and voice, and I am coming to you from a chapel today.
Steve, Doug is going to haunt you.
He already does.
That's right. No, there's no doubt about that. 801-701-1629. It's my hearing center. Steve, just quickly, what is the rating on Halloween, the end?
B minus. After 43 years, we finally get an answer, okay. And it may not be what you like.
Okay, and R, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Halloween ends. And that ends the movie show today. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been fun to be on the air with Steve and with Matt and with all of you from back in New Brunswick. We're in Canada at St. John's. As soon as we get off the air here, we're going to go into the port. We've had a great time with so many of our KSL listeners and great movie show listeners. And just enough time to say tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.